Hi, Jane. Welcome. Nice to see you again. How is life?
Hi, Rachel. Good to see you too. I don't know about you, but it's really, really roasting hot in Canada at the moment where I live. And it's been a hot summer and I got the air conditioning blasting here. How are things for you out in the Netherlands?
Yeah, I'm feeling you. It's really hot here and I'm roasting. Don't have the luxury of air conditioning like you. I just have an old-fashioned fan. Well, it's a modern fan, but it's just a fan. So, now let's just get straight on with it. Tell me what's on your mind and how can I help today?
Well, what I would like to tackle with you today is something that's bothering me at the moment. In this COVID situation, I mean, I know it's stressful for everybody. It's stressful for everybody, including me. I am job hunting at the moment, which I'm not really enjoying, but I'm doing it. And I'm finding that I am having a bit of a go at my partner, Christopher. His name's Chris. We'll call him Chris because I don't call him Christopher. That sounds too formal.
Okay.
I'm having a bit of a go at him because of the stress that I'm feeling at the moment. And this is not normal. It's not normal in our relationship. Our relationship is been 5 years. We live together. It's very easygoing, very, very pleasant, no drama. But I've had a couple of really bad goes at him in the last couple of weeks that I don't like in myself. And I would like to explore that with you, please.
Okay, so I'm hearing that you're currently in a transition period, and because of this transition period, it's bringing up some behaviors when you're interacting with your partner that doesn't feel so nice, and you'd like to take a look at that and see how you can improve?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly the situation. It's not having a go at him. I have to probably give you a bit of context here. He is such an easygoing guy, very patient. He's a pleaser, so he doesn't like to get into any arguments at all. He's very patient. I'm kind of opposite. We're opposites. And normally we get along really, really well because of that. But I've been really quite a bit nasty, actually, on a couple of occasions, and taking it out on him, and he's close to me, and he's an easy target. He doesn't fight back, right? And I don't like that. I don't like what I've done, and I'd like to put a stop to that. Not only do I want to put a stop to it, I'd kind of like to understand why I'm doing it too. Always find if I can understand why I do things or understand things behind a situation, it makes it a bit easier for me to tackle it.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, the saying, the ones we hurt are the ones closest to us, came to mind. So this stressful situation that you're finding yourself in is just, you know, bearing or bringing up some stuff within you that is easily being conveyed over to your partner, and that's not making you feel so good within yourself. And so to get some clarification around why you're doing and behaving this way is something that you're looking to get out of this session. So could you explain to me or give me an idea of what good looks like at the end of this, that we have a direction to go to?
Yeah, I can. Good looks calm to me. Calm, congenial, getting along, listening to letting him finish his sentences, letting him, he's a long storyteller. If he tells me anything, I know I'm in for a long story. We're pretty opposites. I'm pretty impatient, like to get down to the bottom line very quickly. He likes to tell a whole story that goes around the houses before he ever gets to the point. It's quite charming, normally. And I'm finding that I'm getting a little bit impatient. I think impatient is the issue right now. I don't know if that answers your question. It just, the word impatient came into my head very strongly.
Okay, so what would look good at the end of this session is that you no longer are, you found ways to become no longer impatient, or that you're having a better connection with your partner through not being so impatient.
I think one will follow the other. If I can find a way to be, because I don't fake it, right? Less impatient with him, then that will make for me, it's obvious that my relationship with him would be improved. And I also won't be mad with myself for having a go. So yes, I would like to be able to be more patient, genuinely more patient, which will result in a calmer life for us.
Okay, and you mentioned that for you, understanding is an important learning for you, because then you're able to apply what it is that you've learned because you understand. So do you want to concentrate on understanding why you're impatient?
Yes, because I think that's at the root. I think, yes, and I, there's a bit of a fog for me around this, a bit of a fog around why am I impatient right now. I mean, I've been in other situations that have been difficult, but why am I being, this is where my fog is. I'd like to understand why I'm being impatient.
What does impatient at this moment in time bring you?
It brings anger up in me.
And what does anger have to say?
Anger says, it's not fair. I don't like the situation.
And what does it deem to be fair?
Usually the effort I put forth brings results. And at the moment, because of this COVID situation, there are things outside of my control. And I'm not getting the customary results I get from my effort because of things out of my control. And I think that's frustrating me.
What does effort mean to you?
Well, I guess for me, it's kind of a long-held belief that you know, you work hard, you get rewarded. You work at something, whether it's job hunting, and you get rewarded. If you put the time in and the effort in, you get rewarded. It's something I was brought up with. It's a belief that you don't get anything for nothing, right? You put the effort out and you get the results. And right now, this COVID business is putting such a wrench into the works, the types of jobs that I would normally be able to apply for would be plentiful. They would be sales jobs that would be very, very plentiful. And I would be able to go ahead, get interviews and get something nailed. But right now, the way the economy is going and people aren't hiring and people aren't interacting and manufacturing's going down the toilet and people aren't selling stuff, the situation is such that I'm not getting the results that I normally would get for my efforts.
So what I'm hearing is that you're feeling impatient with the situation that you find yourself in because of COVID, and at this particular time having no job, searching for something, the results not being as quickly as they would normally would have been without this COVID situation. And so that's bringing up an anger because you're not getting the results through the effort that you're putting in, and then you're taking this out on your partner.
Beautifully said. Actually, yes, that's exactly what's going on. There's elements at work here that are actually really out of my control that I've never come up against in the past. And this is new for me. I don't like it. I don't know really how to respond to it. I'm struggling with that, obviously. And that frustration is coming out on my partner.
So I'm just curious to know, what could your partner, Chris, be mirroring to you that could be beneficial?
You know, it's interesting because he is a mirror. We're a mirror of opposites, if you see what I mean. He is so patient. He is so methodical. He studies things and he takes his time and he doesn't get ruffled. And these are things that I admire in him that I would like in myself. And probably that's why we're attracted to each other in the first place. Because we both, I mean, he's expressed to me that there are things in me that he hasn't got and he admires. And there's a whole pile of things in him I admire. And right now, I could do with that calmness, that patience, that methodical thinking, and that kind of just general confidence that, hey, this is out of my control and it will tackle this as it comes up.
And how would that help the relationship?
It would really calm me down. And I need that right now. I need to calm down and take some deep breaths and sit back and get a bigger perspective on this situation. I've just realized that than I had. I'll try and make it a bit clearer for you. I was so involved in the doing and the getting and the activity and the this and the that and the other and fighting with why am I not getting the results, that it's just dawned on me that there's a lot going on out of my control here, and it would be very calming to sit back and take a look at the bigger picture.
So what's in your control?
What is in my control is my ability to be efficient, to use my time productively, to to be respectful of him. What is in my control? To be in my control, I can methodically go about my job search calmly. I can use my time productively. I can control my schedule. I can control my time. I mean, at the moment, I am in control of my own time. Nobody is affecting that. So I can use it to my advantage.
Is this helping for you to gain some clarity and understanding around where your impatience and anger is coming from?
Yeah, because I've just realized that I have let myself get caught up in the activity of doing, because in all my life, you know, the activity of doing brings results. And it's not so much about the doing right now. It's about stepping back and accepting certain facts that I've been fighting with. And those facts are, I don't have control over certain things. Just because I want a certain result and things to go my way and job opportunities that are perfect for me to manifest themselves in front of my face, it's not realistic. And actually that word realistic is pretty strong for me. I just, that's another thing. I think I'd be quite unrealistic.
So you've mentioned a couple of points that are what is in your control. Would it be helpful to just make it clear what is unhelpful, what is not in your control?
Yes, actually. What is not in my control is obviously the job market. What is not in my control right now is that I can't get face to face with people where my strengths are. My strengths are face to face with people. At the moment, I can't do that. I can't walk into a building freely and talk to the people I want to talk to and network in that manner. That is not in my control right now. I have to find
that particular point.
Well, it's a bit uncomfortable because I've relied on doing it that way all my life, and it's worked very well for me. Because once I get face to face with people, things happen. It's when I have to, when I'm unknown and I have to apply for a job unknown, and hope to God the person at the other end looking at the application is not, you know, is able to appreciate the fact that that application can fit. It makes me pretty uncomfortable. When I can get in front of a person, I generally have great success.
Anything else to add to this not in your control, Liz?
What is not in my control? What else is not in my control? I think that's pretty much it.
What do you need to do next to take you to move away from feeling impatient and anger and frustration into this place of calmness?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to adopt a position of sitting back from this whole thing and looking at it almost from afar, almost from a backseat position, as if it's not even me. I don't know if that sounds weird, but that kind of just popped into my head. To look at it from the view that, from a bigger picture view, not an in it view, but more of a step back and more of a bigger picture, which is actually what I'm quite good at doing normally. And I just need to apply it to myself. I'm quite good at doing that kind of stuff in business and what have you, uncomplicating things.
So if I'm hearing you right, you're kind of telling me that up until now, you've been like the person behind the camera who's been zoomed in on macro, taking really detailed photos, and now it's that you're going to zoom back and actually get a more of a panoramic view of what's going on. Does that resonate?
It does resonate. I love that idea. I just see it. It's kind of like a movie. It's like a movie that's going on, right? Like a movie of my life. And it's like, it's almost like, in a way, to take it further, I guess it's like not being the actress, but getting behind the camera and pulling back and zooming back and seeing the whole movie, not just what's going on with that one actress.
So tell me, what are you seeing in this movie, ideally, with this transition that you're in and with your partner, Chris?
I'm seeing that this person in the movie needs to settle down, see the big picture, figure out what's in her control, what's not in her control, accept what's not in her control properly, not just fight it, which is what I have been doing. And it would all make a whole pile of a lot more sense.
So who's been fighting it?
Oh, I've been fighting it. I've been fighting it because it's, and I know why I've been fighting it. I've been fighting it because in the past I was a bit of a perfectionist, and I think I've overcome it to a large degree, but it's probably popped up during this time of stress again. And that, you know, oh, I can do superhuman things other people can't do. Well, yeah, you usually can, but not under really unprecedented situations like COVID.
And so what does this perfectionist part of you that has decided to step out in this challenging time need from you?
It just needs to be unwound, and it needs to remember all the work that's been done on it in the past. I understand perfectionism now. And I understand where I got it from. I mean, I know that. This is not a new theme to me. I mean, I got it from my parents. I know that. You know, great expectations, high expectations, unrealistic expectations. And I dealt with that many years ago. So I just need to remind myself that that this is what it is, and it's not, I just need to be aware. I just need to remind myself.
Okay. So just let me know what it is that you've learned. What's your takeaway from this session?
Well, I've learned a lot, actually. I was a bit foggy at the beginning about why I was having a go at Chris. And I now figure out I know why. It's because I've been fighting with myself about trying to achieve something unrealistic in a situation where I actually have no control or little control. And in order to overcome it, I need to step back, get behind the camera, see the full picture, figure out what's in my control, what's not in my control, focus on the what's in my control stuff. And I calm down. I mean, I actually feel physically much calmer right this minute than I did when we first started talking.
So Jane, I want you to share with me, what is the first concrete step that you're going to take in an area, in the area in which you're in control with, that is going to help you have a better connection with your partner, Chris?
The first thing I'm going to do is something I haven't done. I haven't even talked to him about this. And I've been so absorbed with myself in this situation, I actually haven't discussed it with him. And the first thing I'm going to do is have a conversation with him and explain to him what I'm going through and why I have had a go at him recently on a couple of occasions. And he probably will be quite relieved to find out that it's not his fault, because he tends to think things are his fault. And I just realized that. So I'm going to have a conversation to make him aware of what I'm going through. That is the first thing I am going to do.
Is there another one that I see?
Yes.
Ready to roll off your tongue?
Yes. It's. I'm going to do what I'm good at, which is mapping out this whole thing on paper. I'm good at uncomplicating complex things, and I am. That is something it's a strength of mine, and I can use that strength and apply it right now to my situation. And I will map it out visually, because that's the way I see things. And I will map it out, what the general situation is, what's in the control, what's not in the control, the priorities. I can actually make a map of this, which clarifies and calms.
So there you're spending quality time putting the effort in to get a better understanding of your situation so that you can improve your results.
I like that, because I did say to you earlier on that something about efficiency. I know I said something about efficiency, and I said something about productivity. I can't really remember what I said, but I remember those two words.
You said effort means rewards. It's the time and the effort that you put in.
Yep. That's right.
Which is exactly what you're doing.
Yes. Yes, that time and effort used productively and efficiently. In fact, I'm actually going to write that down. Time and effort used productively and efficiently to map this thing out is within my control. And that that resonates well, and it completes a circle for me.
Yeah,
it does. It completes a circle.
So did we achieve what you set out, what you hoped to get out of this session?
Totally. And quickly. I mean, I actually, yeah. This discussion it totally. I've got it. I know what I need to do now.
Then, is it safe to say that this we can bring to an end? Or was there anything else on your mind?
No, I mean, I'm happy with what we've achieved today. I'm more than happy with what we've achieved today. And I actually can't wait to get this down on paper. Thank you, Rachel.
Well, I'm pleased to have helped, and I look forward to hearing how this is all coming along in the next session that we have together.
Yes, I know we'll be speaking in in another few days, and I'll let you know how it went.
Okay, then we'll catch up then. Nice. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.